بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. A saintly person was nearing his end. Creditors heard about it. The discharger is on his way out. Maliyami, Upi Maliyami. What their concern is, but our monument. We'll go even go, it's alright, but be sell out. See how this world is. Here. It's about peace. That's the end of mankind. There's no value for life, respect, integrity. If there's a value, there's a value for wealth. That's the end of life. That marks the end of life. وَتُعُلِّمَ لِغَيْرِ الْدِينِ. So you studying also for what? Material. تُعُلِّمَ لِغَيْرِ الْدِينِ. So the man can die, it's alright. Get my money back. Anyway, outside the house there was a person shouting out, ice cream, ice cream. I get vendors, summer season, walls ice cream, different ice creams you get, Ola ice cream. So that youngster that is selling the ice cream, his chacha that is on his way out, he called him in. How many creditors here? So many. How many? This ice cream is very expensive. How much? 50 rand one. Give to all 10 of them. So the youngster is saying, Pisa. So this man is dying. So he says, had I had all this pesa, this creditor has been waiting here for. They won't be waiting here. I don't have it now. So you just join the line. So the youngsters are crying. Mother won't hit me now. Mother didn't ask me to go and do some charitable work. She asked me to do business. So, well, I don't have anything now. Join the line. Crying. As the youngster is crying, there's a knock on the door. So, man was owing about 2 million. One person brought one box. Exactly 2 million. Sort yourself out. So his special khadim asked, we don't understand what's going on here. Just now, you asked the person to join the line. The next moment you saw a box coming in, and 2 million coming in, and everybody sorted out what happened. So he says, that I asked Allah Ta'ala, I begged Allah Ta'ala, that all these creditors must be sorted out before I go. So the answer came from Allah Ta'ala, ye koi rone wala nahi hai. Dua ko chipkane ke liye, you have to stick something, right? Like how an angel will stick the thing. Stitch it, stick it, cloth you need to stitch. So there's nothing to stitch it. So the answer came, you stitch it, you see some tears. Now this child began to cry. And then the stitch came in. And the 2 million came in at one time. So this crying Allah Pak likes. But the crying, let it not be onion tears. Cry now. And then wait for the next Ramzan to cry again. The commuter wrong, come in the front, open slate, Allah, I made a mistake. I don't want to make up a story. I'm gunegar, khatakar. Allah Pak, you forgive us. Allah Pak likes it. With this admission, this acknowledgement, Allah Pak likes it. What Allah Pak doesn't like is you make up stories. Be truthful to Allah Ta'ala, He will see you right. In Surah Tahrim, Allah Pak says, Tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Make tawbah, tawbatun nasuha. Nasuha, what it means, there's two meanings to nasu. One is to stitch. So, because of your sin, you have torn the relationship with Allah Ta'ala. So that you need to stitch it together. That's the one meaning, right? It's a relationship that you had with Allah Ta'ala, but the wrongs that you did, and you tore the whole relationship, so stitch it together. And the other meaning of nasu, it be pure, honest. Make a tawbah, but an honest and a pure tawbah. It mustn't be just tawbah for convenience. See, sometimes you're doing something for convenience. Crying and all that. But in the minds we have got it, next opportunity I'll do it again. Now for the convenience I'm crying. And again, I just turn. So, tawbah only such that it's like it's a confirmation, it's a resolution never to do it again. That's what Allah Pak likes. You cry and make a firm resolution that never, never, never to be repeated. Mu'arum relates the story. You know how youngsters are. This pawning and all that is not from now, from that time. The stories of pawning so much, it makes you wonder, you know. But I think the only species that is guilty of watching porn is human beings. Because you don't see animals doing it. You see a dog pawning. The only creation that does pawning is. And no creation does it. You won't see a fly doing it. Mosquito, you see cockroach, rat. Nobody does it. Hazrat the Insan does it. So, this is not new, it's from the past. So, the youngster is infatuated with porn, right? And he will see princesses, he wants to see. So he disguised himself as a girl, wore that type of clothes, acted like a girl, went for employment. I'm good in the baths. The baths, very good. To rub down, clean, wash, all that. So they gave him a job, to rub them, all the princesses, queen's daughters. He's got a job with them. And you can imagine he's got an infatuation, how nicely he'll rub. With that level of muhabbat and sincerity. He's doing a job. In the meanwhile, a very, very priceless ruby was lost. You know, when you talk of this, this royal class, the rubies and the gems, it's not 50,000, 20 million, 30 million dollars. That thing got misplaced. So the king ordered everybody was line up. Everybody's line up. There'll be a physical checkout. Now there's Nasu, he is میں تو مر گیا اب تو ادھر گیا. فزیکل چیک, دل اسٹرپ می اینڈ گیم از اپ دیر. سو از اباؤٹ 1,000 پیپل آل ورکنگ ان دا پیلس. سو یو انڈرسٹینڈ ٹو رائٹ ایٹ دا اینڈ there is making dua. You can imagine now the sincerity in making dua at that time. You can imagine, you know, it's between life and death. So what sincerity in making dua at that time? Allah Akbar, you save me, I make tawbah, I'll never do this work again. Oh, all the time is making dua. And now the whole checkout, physical, stripping people and checking 100, 200, 500, 800, 900, nothing. His heart is bursting with tears. Please, I'll never do this. I promise I'll never do this. I know I was wrong. I'm acknowledging my wrong. It just came to about 995 and they caught someone. Charya Bhaj Gaya. Straight away he wrote his resignation and giving up the job. In the meanwhile, the princess liked his rub. With what muhabbat and sincerity. So they insisted, take on the job, please, we'll double the salary. No, I'm going. So Allah Pak likes that. You see, nasuha means it's honest, sincere. And the tawbah is not just of convenience. Marta kya na karta, no, no. Doing it in absolute sincerity. I'm not going to do it, I'm not going to do it. That's it. So Allah Pak saved his life. He could see what it was between life and death, what could have happened to him. And then he is true to Allah Ta'ala. Made a promise to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala saw him. So he must also play his side. We, all of us have got baggages, right? Some bigger baggages, some small baggages. But then, promise Allah Ta'ala. The wrongs, mischief. And nowadays, it's more about immorality and phone. The wrong company. The phone is also a type of a company. You don't realize, it's also a type of a company. It's an association. We think it's an innocent tool. The whole Jahannam is filled up inside. You look in, when you know about this thing, all the shaitan, khabis, everything is there. It was such capacity for disaster. So, for our own good, for our own future, see the halat that come up, whether in your business, whether in your domestic life, whether in your public life, is because of your wrongs. But now, very seldom we want to accept and acknowledge our wrongs. Say, he's a problem, he's a problem, the son is a problem, son-in-law, daughter-in-law, wife, mother-in-law. So, all this is a problem. I'm not the problem. So, very easily we want to shift the problem. When will we learn to say, alright, I am the spanner in the work. Let me correct myself. Let me do something. The past was like that. In Darul Diyoban, there was some problem. And it was an old ustad there, one Hashim Bukhari sahab. So he came to meet the Mufti sahab rahmatullahi. Around the time there was a problem. So Mufti Sahib was like the most respected, about the most senior at the time. So when he came to Mufti Sahib, Mufti Sahib said, I feel all this is a result of my sins. He's the most pious, most senior. You can't find anybody at his level in knowledge, seniority, piety, virtue, you can't. So Hashim Bukhari was a great buzurg also. He was a Khalifa of Hazrat Sheikh Rahmat Ali. passed away in Medina Munawwara. So he says, it's wrong for you to see something like this. How can you see such a thing? So Mustafa Rahmatullah's words used to be very, very sound. It's not just guessing, very sound. He says, you're saying I'm wrong, but Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had dispatched an army, right? And the victory of the army was delayed. So Abu Bakr's response was, it's on account of my wrong that the defeat of the enemy is not coming. My wrong. Otherwise, batil haq ke muqable mein kahin qarar hai sakta hai. Batil can stand before the truth. So it's because of my wrong that the enemy is not being defeated. See now this pious, how they see things. Every word of this, every action of this is calculated, they're checking it, rechecking. They don't feel overconfident, nor do they feel complacent. And as the problems escalate, they consider it to be their mistakes. And they're crying. So Allah Pak likes this tears. And to reach to that point where you say, La malja wa la manja minka illa ilayk. There's no refuge. There's no, absolutely no refuge but you, Allah. You have got something to me, an exit from the wrong that I am. Take me out of it. Our Jawad Jamaat brothers are quite smart in their approach. And the ones in the past were even better. Where they, a lot of zikr, fikr, crying. And then the person is speaking. So the zikr, the fikr, the crying, the concern for the ummah really had an effect. So all that accumulated goes onto the tongue of the speaker. It's not just the speaker, it's an old jamaat, they're crying, they're asking, they're making zikr, begging Allah Ta'ala. So the jamaat is there in Algeria or Tunis. And they are told that don't reveal the faults of people. Go to the mulaqat, make the mulaqat and call them to the masjid. Went to an old Algerian. So that Algerian is saying, don't you see me? See, I'm taking wine here. How can I come to the masjid? With all this filth and napak, I'm taking this thing here. I'm an addict. Is there a place for me in the masjid? But in the jamaat they are told, you don't make anybody despondent. That's not your job, to make any person lose hope. لَا يَمُوتَنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ إِلَّا وَهُوَ يُحْسِنُ الظَّنَّ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Whatever wrong you are doing, try and correct yourself and have good hopes for Allah Ta'ala. Even if it's 10 minutes left for you to die, right? But correct yourself, try and correct yourself in that 10 minutes and have high regards of Allah Ta'ala. He will sort you out. So it's not the jamaat's work to make any person despondent and let him lose courage. A few minutes you got, who knows, Allah Ta'ala will just turn things around, turn the tables around. So I was explaining in the morning, you know, Shaitan tricks you in different ways. One way is to make you think, what guarantee you got that Allah Pak is accepting you? So he'll push that thought into your mind until he brings you to the level of despondency. To have that thought, right, I'm not worthy of being accepted, that's right. But with that thought, Allah Ta'ala doesn't look for eligibility. He doesn't look at that you are worthy. It is just his compassion that will admit you into his mercy. So you feel that you are not worthy, but you also have, you are certain that his mercy will enter you in. So that frame of mind. So Al-Mu'az explained that this morning. that how you overcome this thought is you got up with tahajjud, for example, right? Then it carried on, second day, third day, fourth day. So when it's carrying on, it's an indication that Allah Pak is accepting you. Because had Allah Ta'ala rejected you, you wouldn't have been able to get up for the next namaz. See, like, we invited someone to the house, right? And he's good company, beautiful company, like him, right? He really brightens the house, tells you good things, good advice, cheerful, right? So won't you want to call him again? So exactly the same, when Allah Pak liked you, so he called you for the second time. He got you up for the third time. Otherwise, he says, hey, good riddance, go, I don't need you. One person is making dua at the multazam, crying away, his dua is not, he's terrified the dua getting answered. Other person comes in and he made dua and straight away dua got answered, is carry on. I was complaining, Allah Pak, this person here, and yam, I'm crying here for years. So Allah's answer to him was, this person who we answered, we didn't like his tear. So we gave it to him and sent him off. But your crying, we like your crying. And we'll give it to you now, you'll go away. We enjoy your crying. We're happy with your crying. So we're just delaying it, delaying the process because we enjoy your crying, your tear. So sometimes the whole process is being delayed, not because Allah is not answering. He's answering, but he likes you. And he likes the tea of yours. So that is why the process is being... So you have to understand, لَا يَمُوتَنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ إِلَّا وَهُوَ يُحْسِنُ الظَّنِ. Your regards and your opinion with Allah must be high. Yeah, I'm not eligible. But definitely Allah Ta'ala's mercy is eligible to forgive me. He will definitely embrace me. Though I'm not worthy, but it's just His compassion, His love that will embrace me with that frame of mind. So now that covers up that whole chapter of... I'm just asking ulama here, right? Which is the ayat in the Quran Sharif that gives you the greatest hope? Yeah. Huh? Say. No, there's two opinions, right? One ayat is, Ya ibadiya alladhina asrafu la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'al. Wipe your clean, clean, clean. I'm giving you a simple explanation. Don't you lose hope. I'll wipe you out totally clean. She said, don't ever despair. Why? When I wipe you out, you're clean. But Ibn Abbas says that the ayat that promises the greatest hope, right? وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Allah Ta'ala is, when was He not bountiful? Someone is asking, you know, you knock at the door will open. دَقَّ الْبَابْ فَتَحْ. Knock at the door. One woman was standing there and she corrected this buzuru. This buzuru is telling someone, knock at the door and it will open. So one woman is there, she corrected. When did you find the door of Allah Ta'ala closed? Why? What's wrong with you? His doors are always open. They can go mangne wala. Is there anybody asking, begging Allah Ta'ala? This is a great story. Not out of convenience. Now, going for an interview, making dua, writing your exams, so all dua. You see what is for exam time, dua, shwasa wazifa, ya hafizu, 200 times. Jaan khatam ho gaya, they fought everything. All the duas and everything, the crying, everything is forgotten. Just for the imtihan, that's convenience. Allah knows that you're doing, making dua just out of convenience, not sincerity. The princess fell ill, you know. So now the king, what is he short of? Best physician, doctors, hospital, taweez, amaliya, jinnat, all. Everything failed, tried everything. The health is just aggravating. From the specialist to the hospital to the taweez to the amaliya to the jinnat. And this princess's health is just deteriorating. And what's more disturbing, she's the only successor to the throne. Nobody else. The king can imagine what pareshan is what. So now around 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, Allah Ta'ala inspired him. But even doctor, physician, hospital, overseas, underseas, everywhere he tried. Taweez, Amaliyat, Jinnat, everything he tried. But did you ask Allah Ta'ala? You did everything else, but did you cry to Allah Ta'ala? So he got this inspiration, bare feet he went to the masjid. Bare feet, without his head covered, in an absolute state of humility. Allah Pagla is this state of humility, truth, honesty. Allah Pagla, don't do things out of convenience with Allah Ta'ala. You may bluff others, alright, you may get over. But Allah Ta'ala, you can't. So he went to the masjid in that state, crying, tearing. He stood there, the masjid, bare feet, no topi in his head, prostrating, state of sajda, he's crying profusely. And then he felt a feeling of calmness overwhelming him. See, is yughashshikum nu'as. See that calmness, the way it prevails, you know, what level of calmness. Imagine a person has got a calmness come like this, a person has got a gun, he's cocked the gun and the barrel is loaded and he's got it right by your brain box. He falls asleep. Can you imagine? It happened with the Sahaba Kiram. Within a meter's range, enemy is swinging the sword, they fall asleep. The level of calmness Allah gives. Irrespective of the circumstance, but you feel so calm. So now you know now, Allah's mother is with you. He made so calm that there's overwhelming circumstances. In that also you're feeling absolutely calm. Calm. Absolute. So when he felt the calmness, he understood now Allah accepted the dua. Now he comes back to the palace, he sees that she's walking around, eating, opening the fridge, and need to have something. All over a year she could eat. She could hardly walk. Now she's walking around, helping herself, doing this, that. So humne is darwaze ko dastak dene se humne chhod diya. You're not asking, you're not begging at the door. You're asking, but not in the right frame of mind. Not with the level of truth and honesty. So, such must toba. Toba, with absolute sincerity, no ulterior motives, no deception and dishonesty. Truthful to Allah Ta'ala. You beg Allah Ta'ala. And see how quickly that thing will come, how things will work out. In India, So I think it was Hyderabad somewhere. So there was a drought, right? So Muslims made istiskar namaz, you know, rain, asking for rain. And within an hour, they start coming. So an old Hindu is saying, "Ye sulle hai, sulle means Musliman. Ye sulle hai, ye bohut jald Ramji ko khush karta hai." So Islamos very quickly they get the person, get a lot of happier. What they do? What they got here? So quickly they just cried, and the rain came in. So they also know it. They also know it, that it's Allah Ta'ala that will do, make it happen. The delay is on our side. We're not correcting ourselves. Two things we need to correct ourselves and cry to Allah Ta'ala. That's all. Correct ourselves and cry to Allah Ta'ala. And then now all the halat, Palestine, all that. Make that niyat. We'll try and correct ourselves. And how we can improve the conditions of the Muslims. The dini commitment, jamaat, etc. How things are do support. Either going out in jamaat or somehow for my correction and for the people, the correction of people in general. So you can't do it yourself. You need to link up with someone to be able to bring about a general change, right? So we join up with someone. So I'll make istighfar for myself and for the ummah and bring about, try to bring about a change. Sab karenge inshallah.
Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka ash-shukru kulluhu wa laka al-mulku kulluhu. Allahumma la nuhsi thana'an alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma laka alhamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhika wa 'azimi sultanik. Allahumma laka alhamdu kalladhi taqul wa khayran mimma naqul. اللهم لك الحمد بالإيمان ولك الحمد بالإسلام ولك الحمد بالقرآن ولك الحمد بالأهل والمال ولك الحمد بالمعافاة. اللهم لك الحمد عند كل طرفة عين وتنفس كل نفس. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته. واجزه عنا ما هو أهله. واجزه عنا ما هو أهله. واجزه عنا ما هو أهله. واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته. وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون. وصل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين يا ناصر المستضعفين يا إله العالمين. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ستار العيوب ويا غفار الذنوب. يا الله forgive all our sins. يا الله، يا الله forgive every single sin that we have committed. يا الله، يا الله on this Mubarak night. يا الله، يا الله we beg you. يا الله، يا الله we plead. يا الله and we implore you. يا الله، يا الله we beg you. يا الله forgive every single sin of ours. يا الله، يا الله the month of Ramadan is nearing its end. يا الله اللهم ما عبدناك حق عبادتك وما قدرناك حق قدرك. يا الله يا رب فلفلنا حق this مبارك مهدي. So many valuable moments were just wild away. يا الله، يا الله forgive us. يا الله، يا الله forgive each one of us. يا الله، يا الله we beg you. يا الله، يا الله forgive us. يا الله، يا الله there is none besides you who can forgive us. يا الله، يا الله you yourself have declared in the Quran المجيد. يا الله ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله. يا الله you are the only one. يا الله your door is the only door that you can knock. يا الله who else can we turn to. يا الله، يا الله you are the only one that can forgive our sins. يا الله، يا الله despite our sins. يا الله، يا الله despite all our incorrect actions and deeds. يا الله yet you still continue favoring us. يا الله يا من رآني على الخطايا فلم يفضحني ويا ذا المعروف يا الله we eat of your food. يا الله we drink of the drink that you provide us. Ya Allah, Ya Allah we gain the energy and strength from whatever you have granted us. Ya Allah, Ya Allah and yet we use the very same strength. Ya Allah the limbs that you have blessed us with to break your commands. Ya Allah, Ya Allah forgive us. Ya Allah, Ya Allah declare our forgiveness on this Mubarak night. Ya Allah, Ya Allah before the month of Ramadan ends. Ya Allah wipe out all our sins. Ya Allah, Ya Allah change our evil deeds into good deeds. Ya Allah, Ya Allah change our evil deeds into good deeds. Ya Allah, Ya Allah change our evil deeds into good deeds. Ya Allah, Ya Allah let this month of Ramadan pass with our sins being forgiven, with us coming out of this Mubarak month of Ramadan like newborn babies. Ya Allah free of sins, free of gunas. Ya Allah, Ya Allah and let our future lives be free of sins as well. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let every coming day be a day that we get nearer to you. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, allow us to gain that qurb and that nearness to you. Ya Allah, to gain that proximity to you. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, forgive each one of us that is present over here. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, forgive our parents. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, forgive our grandparents. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, forgive our asatiza. Ya Allah, forgive our mashayikh. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, forgive our wives, our children. Ya Allah, Ya Allah forgive our siblings. Ya Allah, Ya Allah forgive all our family members. Ya Allah, Ya Allah forgive our neighbors, our friends, our near and dear ones. Ya Allah, Ya Allah forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ighfir lana walil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat innaka sami'un qareebun mujibud da'awat. اللهم اهدنا في من هديت وعافنا في من عافيت وتولنا في من توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا شر ما قضيت وقنا شر ما قضيت وقنا شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وألف بين قلوبهم وألف بين قلوبهم وألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم لعن الكفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك ويكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون أولياءك. اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم وزلزل أقدامهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. اللهم عجل بنصرك يا قوي يا عزيز. اللهم عجل بنصرك يا قوي يا عزيز. اللهم عجل بنصرك يا قوي يا عزيز. يا الله bless each one of us with complete hidayah and guidance. يا الله يا الله do not turn us away from the straight path. يا الله يا الله we are trying to tread on the straight path. يا الله يا الله but we are like small children. يا الله taking a step at a time and then falling. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but through your sheer grace and mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, usher us into your rahmat and into your hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we want to become yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we want to become your true servants, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we want to become your true ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Ya Allah, after all we are weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we fall prey to nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with that strong willpower and determination, Ya Allah. To become strong like lions against our nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to fight against our carnal desires, Ya Allah. To fight against the evil thoughts and whispers of shaitan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us true mu'mins, Ya Allah. Make us true Muslims, Ya Allah. Make us true ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless each one of us with your true muhabbat and ishq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the true muhabbat, Ya Allah, that you blessed the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum with, that you blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with, that you blessed the awliya with, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, just bless us with just a minuscule of that love, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us that lazzat in ibadat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us that true enjoyment in ibadat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our lives and our hearts have become totally dead, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we find enjoyment in every other thing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we find enjoyment in your disobedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this is how that disobedience brings joy to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, change that now forever, Ya Allah. And create enjoyment in your ibadat, Ya Allah. And create hatred for every act of disobedience, Ya Allah. Allahumma habib ilayna al-iman, wa zayyinhu fi qulubina. وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان وجعلنا من الراشدين. يا الله, we are sick, يا الله. يا الله, our spiritual taste buds have become spoiled, يا الله. يا الله, change it, يا الله. Change our conditions, يا الله. يا الله, cleanse and purify our hearts, يا الله. يا الله, our hearts are filled with every kind of evil malady, يا الله. Every kind of spiritual sickness, يا الله. With ujab, with takabbur, with riya, with badkari, Ya Allah, with bad nazri. Ya Allah, in every other malady, Ya Allah, that we are taught about, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our hearts, Ya Allah, brimming with your noor, Ya Allah. Allahumma ja'al noorana fi qulubina. Allahumma nawwir qulubana bi noori ma'rifatik. Allahumma nawwir qulubana bi noori dhikrik. Allahumma nawwir qulubana bitilawati Qur'anik. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your noor, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your noor, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat and your ishq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the muhabbat, Ya Allah, of our mashayikh, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the true muhabbat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the true i'tiqad that we are required to have, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove from our hearts, Ya Allah, the love of all batil, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove the love of ghair from our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, create the reality and the yaqeen of akhirat in our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the reality of maut, the reality of jannat, the reality of jahannam have gone very far away from our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have become totally oblivious of the Akhirah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have become totally negligent that one day we will have to face and you and stand before you, Ya Allah. That one day we will have to answer all the various questions that would be posed before us regarding our lives, regarding our youth, our wealth, our knowledge, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, what answers would we have, Ya Allah, when you would ask us that you blessed us with your... you
يا الله يبلس أسود العين في القرآن، يا الله يبلس أسود العين في حديث ودعين وفي حلال الحرام، ودي الله يبليت انت بريك يقوات ودي اكسكيوز كان يفرزن يفرزن يا الله يفيد أشيء يا الله بنسى سود حقيقة في علم يا الله يا الله لأن الرياليتي أوف ذا علم نجوى بنسى سود يا الله لأن يتسجل ديب داون ذا نواهات يا الله يا الله تخشي أن نجوى سبيك أوف إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء يا الله بنسى سود الخشية يا الله يا الله أنت الأو يا الله تدعي المزون يا نواتانز يا الله الذي ناقو داون ديب داون ودنا وهات يا الله يا الله لدر قلبك محال يا الله يا الله لدر قلبك محال يا الله لدر قلبك محال يا الله يا الله let us become true embodiments of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam يا الله let us become beacons of hidayah يا الله يا الله wherever we go يا الله let our actions and our deeds يا الله be a means of inviting others towards deen يا الله let it not be such that we become barriers and impediments in deen progressing and in deen spreading to others ya allah ya allah all the efforts of deen that are taking place ya allah whether it is the madaris ya allah whether it is the khanqahs ya allah whether it is the marakiz of tabligh and da'wat ya allah and whatever other deeni work ya allah that is being carried out according with total sincerity and with the mansha of deen ya allah Accept each and every deenis institute, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect each and every institute from the hasad of the hasidin, Ya Allah. Protect it from the fitna of the fitteen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, allow each and every institute to prosper, each and every field of deen to prosper and progress, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and grant each and every worker of deen complete ikhlas and sincerity, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless each one of us with complete ikhlas and sincerity in whatever we do, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever little actions we have carried out in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, through your sheer grace and mercy, accept it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the little tilawat that we have read, Ya Allah, the salah that we have performed, Ya Allah, the roza that we have kept, Ya Allah, though it is bereft of the true ruh and the true spirit, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but you out of your sheer grace and mercy, Ya Allah, grant us acceptance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us acceptance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us acceptance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, at the time of mawt, Ya Allah, allow us to recite the kalima at the time, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let the angels of mercy come to extract our souls, Ya Allah. Let that moment of death, Ya Allah, be an enjoyable moment, Ya Allah. Allahumma ja'al khayra a'malina khawatima, wa khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fih. Ya Allah, let the best day of our lives be the day that we meet you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let that day be the day that we rejoice the most, Ya Allah. Let it be a moment that you are pleased to meet us and we are pleased to meet you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when we are made to lay down in our qabrs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, then let our a'mal, Ya Allah, be our companions in our graves, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let the interrogation in the qabr be easy for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let our graves be a garden from the gardens of Jannah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the azab of Jahannam, Ya Allah. رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم ان عذابها كان غراما يا الله protect us from the عذاب of جهنم يا الله يا الله the reality of جهنم has not struck us يا الله يا الله let us understand how severe the punishment of جهنم is يا الله يا الله let that fear become a means of stopping us from all forms of gunas and sins يا الله اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا
اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا وأصلح ذات بيننا واهدنا سبل السلام ونجنا من الظلمات إلى النور وجنبنا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن وبارك لنا في أسماعنا وأبصارنا وقلوبنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وجعلنا شاكرين لنعمتك مثنين بها قابليها وأتمها علينا. Ya Allah, bless our parents, Ya Allah, with the best of rewards, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless our asatiza with the best of rewards, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless our mashayikh with the best of rewards, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless our Hazrat Mufti Sahib with the best of rewards, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, he has paid so much of attention to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, from the time he had entered this madrasa, Ya Allah.
Ya Allah, bless us with this up for the best of rewards, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with your shan, Ya Allah, according to your shan, Ya Allah, bless us with this. Ya Allah, there is no way that we can recompense, Ya Allah, and repay for all the kindness. Ya Allah, all those who are involved in deen, Ya Allah, whatever deen khidmat it may be, Ya Allah, keep each and every worker of deen on the straight path, Ya Allah. Every alim of deen on the straight path, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who, due to some reason or the other, have deviated from the straight path, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring each and every worker of deen onto the straight path, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let everyone share in the good deeds, Ya Allah, that people are carrying out throughout the world, Ya Allah. Whatever du'as people are making, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant us a share in those du'as as well, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whoever the Muslims are undergoing difficulty and hardship, Ya Allah. Especially those in Palestine, in Gaza, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, who are being kicked out of their homes, Ya Allah. Who are being killed mercilessly and bombed, Ya Allah. For no reason, Ya Allah, but because they are the reciters of the kalima, La ilaha illallah. Ya Allah, you come to their assistance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you provide them with shelter, Ya Allah. Provide them with food from the other side, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, have raham on them, Ya Allah. Shower your special mercy on them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, for the sake of those small orphans. Ya Allah, for those masoom children, Ya Allah. We have lost their parents. We have nobody to take care for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you be there for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you be there for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you take care of their needs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have blessed us with so much, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but yet we do not take our time to thank you, Ya Allah. To express our shukr and gratitude unto you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for our na-shukri and our na-qadri, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for our na-shukri and our na-qadri, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let it not be such that due to our na-shukriya, our ingratitude, you snatch away the ni'mas that we enjoy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot tolerate a single day without light, without water, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how can we undergo that kind of suffering, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, we thank you, Ya Allah, for all the ni'mas that you have blessed us in the past, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, to grant us the tawfiq of shukr for the future, Ya Allah. For every ni'mat, Ya Allah, that you have blessed us with. With every deeni ni'mat, every dunyawi ni'mat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with the tawfiq of shukr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with the tawfiq of becoming your true slaves, Ya Allah. Let that abdiyat settle deep down within our hearts, Ya Allah. Let us become your true slaves, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever du'as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made throughout his life, Ya Allah. All the good that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had asked for, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us that as well, Ya Allah. All the evil that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has sought protection from, Ya Allah, grant us protection from all those evils, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, throughout the world in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, all the du'as that your pious servants have made, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept each one of those du'as, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept each and every single person's du'as, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, many people have requested du'as, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all their jais needs, Ya Allah. Fulfill all their jais desires and wishes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah,
On this Mubarak night, Ya Allah, we beg you once again, Ya Allah, forgive all our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, before the end of this Mubarak month, Ya Allah, let us be cleansed from all sins and all evils, Ya Allah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina adhab an-nar. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.